This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
You know, it looks to me like we're going to get a little bit of a bounce here. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Wednesday was a rough day. Obviously, soybeans really struggled, kind of drug corn down along with it. You know, and then you come in here yesterday, get a bit of a bounce, and wonder if you're going to have any, I guess, staying power. I mean, whenever you take 20-cent losses out of a bean market, you know, that finally broke that long-held support, you wonder how much follow-through selling there might be. But, you know, the nice thing to see is that actually it wasn't as bad as what we thought. Corn had good exports here on Thursday, beans as well. You know, and then corn grind for ethanol was above a week ago as well. So, you know, I think some of the demand is kind of factored in, along with the fact that, maybe people feel like the market's a little overdone for now.
And when you mentioned that washout on Wednesday, we knew that there was a lot of factors working against the soybean market, but was it just some updated weather forecasts in South America that kind of pushed that over the top?
I think, most people would feel that way for sure. The other thing, of course, I think whenever you're talking about, throwing some, some of the disaster aid into the continuing resolution. You know, a lot of times whenever you throw aid at a producer, it seems like it makes them a little more tight-fisted, and oftentimes, believe it or not, I've seen in my career where something like that is received with downward markets.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn up 3 1/4 at 444 even. January soybeans up 7 3/4 at 970 3/4. January soybean meal up 430 at 288.40. January soybean oil down 48 cents at 39.53. March oats up 0.75 cents at 356.5. On the Merck, February live cattle up 20 cents at 186.75. January feeder cattle up 25 cents at 254.72. February lean hogs up 20 cents at 83.82. February pork cutout unchanged at 92.47. Class 3 milk is up 29 cents at 19.78. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.